I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Relationship Intervention.
Are you keeping a secret from your spouse? How bad is it? Do you want help? Bring it to Relationship Intervention. This morning, we're talking to mixed listener John, who sent us a message. John, you're in a situation. This is a mess. Why don't you tell everybody what's going on?
I know this is going to sound completely crazy. You know, I already know it's going to sound real bad, but I've been pretty much keeping a secret from my wife. And at this point, I don't know what to do because I can't tell my family. So 3 years ago, right, I was traveling to Atlanta, you know, for a conference. And a bunch of, you know, coworkers and a few people went. We had a few drinks afterwards. This was this one sales rep that was there in the Atlanta office. And, you know, we really connected. Everything was cool. You know, we got along. It was real smooth. And pretty much we ended up going back to her place that night and we slept together.
Okay. All right. So 3 years ago, you hooked up with somebody in Atlanta for a conference.
Yeah. Never heard from her again. Well, sort of. You know, I'll get to that. But 3 months after that trip, that's when I met my wife.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We hit it off immediately. Got engaged 6 months later. 2 weeks before the wedding, I get an email from a woman. The woman from Atlanta that I slept with.
Right before your wedding, the woman reaches out.
2 weeks before. Yeah. She told me she got pregnant that night.
The night you were with her?
Yes.
And that's before you even knew your wife.
And pretty much she said she never reached out because she didn't really want a relationship. It was one-time thing for us. And she chose to have the baby on her own. But after the baby was born, she felt the need to let me know about him. She didn't ask for money or anything like that. You know, she just felt strongly about me knowing. That was her main goal with the email.
But this is 2 weeks before your wedding. You didn't even know this baby existed.
Right.
Like, I'm still shaken up about it. I mean, I was about to get married in 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So I was thinking, like, what can I do? I pretty much ignored the email and said nothing to my fiance about it.
You didn't respond to her at all, the sales rep from Atlanta? You just kind of ignored it?
Yeah, at that moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how do you even know if the baby was really yours? You don't even know this woman.
Man, it's been a long 3 years, put it like that. I went down there, took a paternity test, right? And I found out the baby is exactly mine.
Oh, it's your baby.
Boy. Okay. Okay. Just so people are listening, they can get a little recap here. It's Relationship Intervention. We're talking with John. John told us 3 years ago, went to Atlanta for a work conference, had a one night stand with a sales rep down at the Atlanta office. You don't hear from her. Mm. You come back, you meet a woman, you fall in love, you're about to get married. This other woman reaches out to you now, right before your wedding, and says, hey, I'm not looking for money or a relationship, but I did get pregnant that night, and I feel like you should know. You've just told us you took a test. It is your baby. Now, it's been 3 years, so what the heck is going on?
Yes. You know, after the test, I met him, but I haven't seen him in years. I haven't seen him, like, since then. I send money.
Okay.
But I haven't been able to go down there and see him. And my wife still has no idea.
Oh, you haven't told your wife. Gosh.
Now, why are you bringing this up now? Why have you not told her, for one? But why are you bringing this to Relationship Intervention? What's changed?
Pretty much, like, I vented to one of my buddies. And he pretty much said, like, you have to tell your wife. Like,
your buddy is telling you have to tell your wife.
Yeah, he's not letting up on it. I don't know if I agree. I'm confused.
You have to tell your wife. You have a kid with another woman.
It's been so many years, though.
It's been so... I know, but what...
I mean...
This kid's going to grow up. What if eventually this kid's going to say, I want to have a relationship with my dad? And and you've been giving money to this other woman, which I think it's amazing you're financially trying to take care of this child.
Yeah.
But this just snowballed for you, John. You kept it from her right before the wedding because that's when you found out. None of this happened when she was in your life, your wife. This all happened before you even met her. But this is just you're going to get deeper into this lie if you don't say something, John.
Yeah, and it was the pressure. You know, it was a lot of stuff going on. We was getting married in 2 weeks, so we had all of that pressure of just getting married alone, the wedding and everything, and in the process of that, I didn't want to throw that on her. We probably wouldn't even gotten married.
Yeah, things have been happy with your wife since the wedding. I mean, you guys have a happy life right now.
Yeah, it was great. That's the thing. Like, I don't want to lose my wife, even though I know this happened before I met my wife, but I don't really know how she's going to react. I don't think I have the courage to tell her, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. John. Okay, so people are calling into the show right now. The number is 414-432-1099. You can call or text that number, actually. John's on the phone. He had a one-night stand. The woman got pregnant well before he met his wife.
Yeah.
Never heard from the woman till right before he's about to get married. And she says, I've got a kid. It's now been 3 years.
And you've kept it quiet.
And you've kept it quiet, but your buddy's putting pressure on because you told your buddy, and he's saying you got to tell her.
Yeah, he's not letting up.
All right, what do you think, everybody? Help John out, 414-432-1099. That's how relationship intervention works. John, listeners are going to have advice for you, good or bad. They're always honest. Keep listening to the show. Tomorrow morning, will you give us an update around 8:20 about what you decided to do?
Okay.
Hey, Lexi, thanks for calling in for John. So what do you think his next move should be?
Yeah, honestly, I was driving to work and I was listening, and I think personally that's a whole crazy situation. I mean, I don't know how I would feel if I was the wife, but I feel like I would rather want to find out sooner than like 20 years down the road if like his kid tries to reach out. And especially if him and his wife start having kids now, that's just going to, I feel like, turn into like even a bigger of a mess.
It could turn into a bigger mess when they, you're right, when they start planning to have a family, it's like, okay, wait a minute, I already have a kid before. You got to come clean, right?
And I feel really strongly that when he explained that he had found it right before the wedding and wasn't even sure if it was really his, I can see why he's like, I'm not bringing any of this up. I don't know if this is even my kid. Like, and then obviously he found out after the fact that it was. He's just got to be forthcoming. He's got to just sit her down and say, there's no good time to tell you this, but you need to know before this goes on any further.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're on the side of his friend. His friend was saying, dude, you got to say something.
He's got to say something.
Afraid.
Yeah, I really think he should say something, and I feel like he's scared that his wife is going to be very, like, upset. But also, it happened before they even met.
Well, and she is going to be upset. She's going to be upset for sure. I mean, this changes what she thought the future of her life was going to be.
He's got to really set that up. Like, okay, this happened before I tell you what happened. It was before I met you.
Well, clearly, number one. I mean, do the pregnancy math. Based on the age of this kid, you can tell that it happened beforehand. And it's really something that he just has to tell her. He has to tell her soon. Now.
I agree.
Thanks, Lexi.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Hey, Linda, what'd you want to say?
He should tell her.
Yeah, that's what Lexi was just saying. Yeah, you gotta come clean with this. He was hoping it was going to be like, you know, maybe he can keep this a secret, not have to say anything. But it sounds like, yeah, he might have to tell his wife. And a texter from the 414 says, definitely needs to tell his wife. Secrets keep us sick, and they never stay secret.
Ooh.
Well, and when it comes to kids, they're going to crop up sooner or later. And what if something medical would come up, and he has to be the one to take care of it?
That too. Yeah. These are all really, really important reasons of why he needs to just tell her. And we'll hear from John tomorrow with that update at 8:20 here on The Mix. Thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a good one, guys.
Okay, we've got a text message here from a 920 number that says he has to tell his wife. Eventually she will find out, especially if he's spending money to help support his kid. That's a big paper trail and easily retraceable. If he doesn't tell her and she finds out some other way, that's a huge breach of trust there. He's already waited three years to tell her, and that conversation won't be easy, but it will be better for everyone in the long run. Maybe have a mediator for the conversation would be helpful.
A mediator would be great.
Thank you so much for that comment here. And there's more coming in here. A 414 number. John needs to tell his wife. And if they decide to have a child together and then it comes up about having children, is that going to really be the time to tell her? Yeah, he can't run from this.
He's been trying to, and now his friend is poking him, saying, you got to say something. So that's why he brought it to Relationship Intervention to see what you all thought. Yeah. Our mixed family is saying the same thing.
And we're going to get an update from John tomorrow around 8:20 when he calls into the show and lets us know what he's going to do here. And perhaps did he tell his wife? Maybe he's going to tell her tonight. We'll find out tomorrow morning on The Mix.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.